You're tuned to All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Aaron Selbig. The city of Ludington is thinking about its future. City leaders have come up with a 20-year master plan that's meant to guide development in Ludington over the next 20 years. It lays out challenges and some opportunities the city is expected to face. One of those challenges is climate change. John Shea is Ludington's city manager. He joins us today to talk about the master plan. Mr. Shea, thanks for being with us today.
You're welcome. It's good to be here.
So what does a master plan do, and why does Ludington need one?
Well, like with any city, the master plan just provides a vision of where the community wants the city to be 10, 15, 20 years down the road. So it's basically a visioning document, and we had a series of public meetings where the public was invited and participated in. And at the end of the day, where do you see the city? What's your vision for the city in the future?
What are some of the big challenges facing Ludington right now?
Well, probably like many other cities, financial challenges are usually first and foremost. We've got really flat, if not declining, flat tax revenues and expenses that are going up. Infrastructure repairs is a real challenge. I don't think anyone can brag about the condition of their roads in any town, and so we have many roads that need to be repaired and not enough funds to do that.
You know, I was going over the master plan, and it points out that Ludington has always had a close relationship with its natural resources, and I noticed that the plan has a section on climate change. It predicts, you know, higher temperatures, less snowfall, and higher chances of storms. Is climate change on the minds of leaders in Ludington?
To some extent, yes. The consultants that we used, you know, showed aerial photographs of the waterfront for the last, 60, 70, 80 years to show how much that lake, Lake Michigan, moves in and out. And I believe there's even a house or two just south of town located so close to the water that if the lake levels go back to where they were back in the early 20th century, that house would be in the lake. And so I think with respect to climate change, I think we just want to, our priority there is really to make sure that our land use patterns and building codes are structured in a way that, you know, we're not creating a man-made problem, especially if lake levels rise along the waterfront.
The master plan uses the term resilience quite a bit. Is climate change a touchy subject at all in Ludington?
Well, I think some, you know, I think like in the country as a whole, there are people that wholeheartedly believe there's climate change and that a good portion of it is impacted by, mankind, if you will, and others that, as you suffer through one cold spring day after another, are questioning that. And so I think we are concerned, obviously, about flooding and lake levels, and felt that portion of climate change may be more relevant than other portions.
I saw that one of the plan's recommendations, and we should point out this is a draft master plan, it's not the final yet, but one of the recommendations is to focus on alternative energy and to embrace the green economy. How can the city do those things?
Well, it was interesting. We've had some discussion on that as well, and some of that can be, do we want to adjust our site plan review process so that if a commercial building, for example, is coming in, should there be a requirement for a minimum amount of green space or for the planting of trees in an effort to reduce the amount of impervious surface? The other suggestion that we've been asked to take a look at is, you know, do we want to encourage or require the use of pervious pavement, sidewalk, concrete?
That means, is that a type of surface that water can drain through, basically? Is that what you're talking
about?
Correct.
It would be absorbed that water through versus having it simply run off into a catch basin and then discharge directly into the lake. So those are the as I said, the master plan is that visioning document and reflects that desire to look at those things, and that's something I would see that the city would be looking at as to whether we want to implement regulations to that effect or not.
What's the next step for the master plan? Is it going to go before the full city council?
Correct. The Planning Commission adopted a resolution at last night's meeting recommending that the city council approve the master plan, and so the draft master plan will be presented to the city council for approval.
John Shea is the city manager in Ludington. Mr. Shea, pleasure speaking with you. Thanks for taking some time to be with us today.
Thank you. Have a great day.